on the word Zochores Yom HaShabbos, the Kadshoy, Rash, Tenu Lev Liskor Tamid Es Yom HaShabbos. The person should apply himself, should pay attention to continuously remember Shabbos. And then Rashi gives an example, She'im Nizdamin L'cho Chefetz Yofe Tehei Mazminoi L'Shabbos. If a person, it's Nizdamin, if it, what's a good translation for Nizdamin? It occurs, it makes itself available. If an object makes itself available, and Rashi's words are very important, Chefetz Yofe. What does a Chefetz mean? Chefetz means an object. A beautiful object. If a beautiful object makes itself available, Tehei Mazminoi L'Shabbos, you should prepare it, dedicate it for Shabbos. Okay, now this is what it says. What does that mean exactly? So let's say it's Tuesday, and suddenly on Tuesday you come across a nice piece of fish. Okay, you have to make sure it stays fresh. Or a nice, whatever it is, a piece of meat, whatever it is, and you can preserve it. Oh, you should right away be on top of your game, pay close attention, and oh, let's put this away for Shabbos, L'chvoyit Shabbos Kodesh. So that means the entire week you're thinking and planning how you can enhance your Shabbos, and when something comes to you, if you were not thinking about Shabbos, if Shabbos was not in your mind, you were not conscious about Shabbos, listen, today's Tuesday, today's Wednesday. Shabbos, I'll worry about Shabbos Friday afternoon. I'll first begin to think about Shabbos. Like I get a call from a service who wants to go tape a Torah anytime. And can you go mitzvah Shabbos to go do this event? But it's very complicated because it has to be like this. So I said, listen, all right, you're gonna twist my arm to go. I'll go, but it's very complicated. How is this gonna work out? How? And it's not so important. This event is really drive me crazy. I'll do it on one condition. I'm not gonna think about it until 5 minutes before. It's a complicated situation. How to set it up? How exactly to handle the situation, the technology in this unique situation. And there are techniques, and sometimes it works, it doesn't work. Do we have the equipment? Does the shul have the equipment? Do they have, we need this thing and that thing? Yeah, it could theoretically work. I have to see what I have in my at home, what I have in the basement, and I have to see what the shul has available. Yeah, it could work, but you know, it may be a disaster. I'll do it on the Tanai, that I'm not going to think about it and worry about it until 5 minutes, until half an hour before the event. And then either it will work or it won't work. I'm not going to plan. Yeah, good enough. Fine. Except, good, because if you don't want to do it, no one's going to do it. And anyway, this is not an important thing anyway. So what is the example I've given you? I don't want to be burdened with this thing until it happens. Then, when it happens, half an hour before the event, we'll work on it, and we'll do the best that we can based upon our resources. And if it works, it works. It doesn't work, it doesn't work. We'll do whatever it will be. Will be. So the Torah says, when it comes to Shabbos, don't you dare behave like that. If Shabbos is coming right now, you got to start planning. And if you need equipment, get the equipment. And if something makes itself available, if you just happen to be walking down the street and you see there's a sale and they're selling some type of equipment you need, or there's some type of this, some type of that, grab it. It has to be in your conscience. It has to be on the top of your head the entire week. From starting with Mitzvah Shabbos, you have to plan ahead. You have to think about it. You can't go say, listen, I don't want to be burdened with this. I will remove it from my consciousness. No matter what happens this week, it's not going to enter into my mind. And an hour before Shabbos, okay, Shabbos is coming. We have to prepare. Which stores are open? Well, most of them are already closed, but there is one store that's open. Does it have what we need? Probably not, but we'll find something that'll be good enough. We'll put together some. We'll put together something, and we'll make do. Okay, we'll make do. We'll figure out what we'll get it to work the best that we can. That is not what the Torah wants from you. The fact that the Torah said Zochor Etz Yoyim HaShabbos, this is your responsibility from the day one. From Mitzvah Shabbos, you have to already begin to plan.
Some people set the table for the next Shabbos.
Okay, all different types of things. You have to begin your plan, absolutely. You have to begin to plan, and that's what Rashi over here says. Zochor Etz Yoyim HaShabbos, Perush Rashi, Tnu Lev. Pay attention. Lizkor Tomid. To continuously remember. Etz Yoyim HaShabbos. Rashi could have stopped right there. But Rashi did not. Rashi said a few more words which makes a whole big difference. Rashi goes on to say, She'im, a whole new sentence. Nizdamein l'cho chefetz yofeh. If a object that is beautiful, appropriate for Shabbos, presents itself, chapet. Tehei mazminoi, dedicated immediately l'Shabbos. Adkan Lashon, these are Rashi's words. Now, where did Rashi get these words from? It's not at all clear. Because there is a machloikis between Shammai and Hillel HaZaken. Okay, there's really a dull machloikis. There's the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel. And then there is a machloikis that was mentioned by Shammai himself and Hillel himself. And what do they talk about? Here is the very famous words. Omru, this is a Gemara Masech the Beitza. Omru lov al Shammai HaZaken. Kol Yomov, his entire life. Hoye Oichal, he would eat every single day of the week, he would eat L'chvoid Shabbos. What does that mean? So the Gemara says, Matzah Behema Noah, if he would find a beautiful animal, okay, here he used the word Noah, not the word Yofeh, a Behema Noah, Omer, he would say, Zo L'Shabbos. Ah, look at that, it's Sunday, and here is an animal. It would be appropriate to use the slaughter of this animal and to use its meat for Shabbos. This is the best, highest quality animal. L'Shabbos. Wonderful. Comes Monday. He's walking down the street. And what does he see? He sees a better animal. Motz acheres noha himeno. Oh, look at this. Look at this animal. This animal is better. So you know what? The animal that I put in the freezer for Shabbos, it's not as good as what I found today. So you know what? Let me go to the freezer, take out that animal. I'll eat it today. And I will replace it with animal number two that I came across today because animal number two is better. He would put in storage, put away for Shabbos, animal number two. And he would eat animal number one. That is what Shammai did. So, right, now, Aval, the Gemara goes further. Hillel HaZaken, Nida Acheres Hoysel. He had a different custom. Shekol Masav, every word of the Gemara is very precious, it has a lot of meaning. Shekol Masav L'Shem Shemayim. What does that mean, L'Shem Shemayim? That's all the Gemara says. Everything he did was L'Shem Shemayim. Rashi explains the Pshat in the Gemara. Boiteach, in other words, on Sunday, if he came across a delicious piece of meat, he ate it on Sunday. If on Monday he came across a delicious piece of meat, he ate it on Monday. Tuesday, when did he prepare for Shabbos? Friday afternoon, an hour before Shabbos. Is what, okay, Shabbos is coming. I need to prepare some delicious meat. Let me go to the store. Wait a minute. There's only 1 hour left of Shabbos. Who says the store is still open? Who says if the store is open, who says there's going to be anything left for you? And if when you're going to find something, who says that what you're going to find on Friday, an hour before Shabbos, is of the same quality of what you could have purchased on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday? Hill says, no, I got no problem. Sunday, enjoy. Monday, enjoy. Every day, enjoy. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Have faith. Today, have hana. When it comes, Friday, an hour before Shabbos, you'll figure it out. And what's going to happen if you're not going to find such good quality meat on Friday, an hour before Shabbos?
Don't worry.
So don't worry. So you won't have such good quality meat. Mida acheres chaysabai. He had a different mida every day of the week. He wasn't filled with daigos. What's going to be for Shabbos and planning and plotting and exchanging? Oh, this is better. I'm going to switch this for this. I'll eat this today because this is better. He didn't live with daigos for Shabbos. Today you have what to eat. Delicious. Eat it. Well, what's going to be Shabbos? When Shabbos comes around, we'll worry about it Erev Shabbos. So Mark, what do you do? Mark, do you have daigos holy for Shabbos?
This is one of the rules that we follow with Shabbos.
So Rashi and Chumash appears to pass like Beis Shammai. Rashi and Chumash says Zohar es Yoim. Before we forget about Rashi and Chumash. When it says in the pasuk, you shall remember Shabbos. What should you do? Rashi does not quote Shammai or Hillel. Rashi just says that every single day of the week you should already be preparing for Shabbos. To new life on Sunday, you should already be preparing for Shabbos. That in case you come across a chayfitz yofeh, he doesn't refer you to the Gemara. No, he doesn't. Rashi says there's no reference to the Gemara. Anyone who put in a reference to the Gemara, it's inaccurate because it's not the word it says in the Gemara. Tanu Lev, all Rashi says is, while you have there in the art school Chumash reference to Gemara Beitza?
Yeah.
Really? That's shocking.
That's the Gemara you read.
That's utterly shocking that the art school put that in there, because this is not because by doing so you're opening up a can of worms. Okay, I hear what they're doing, but see, that's a very dangerous thing when people tell you, they always tell you, go look it up. The Zamara Mokoyim, I am the epitome of one who violates this rule. Look it up. Don't ever, ever trust a source. You see a source, look it up. 90% of the time, you'll see the source, not what it says. And the person who wrote this over, he's extrapolating, and he is really taking what it says out of context and taking his own chidushim, and he's basing it upon something which is really a very shaky foundation. So over here, they're basing this upon what it says in the Gemara Masechta Beitza by Shammai and Hillel, but it's not really accurate because there's a world of difference between what it says in the Gemara and what Rashi says, and so we're trying to bring out this point right now. Rashi over here says, Zohor es yoim hashabos lekadshoi, tenu leiv. It's Mitzvah Shabbos, pay attention. Lizgar Tamid is Yom HaShabbos, to continuously consider that Shabbos is on its way. L'may Nafkemina, She'im Nizdamin Lucha Chefetz Yofe, an object. The Gemara Masechta Beitza is discussing food. That's the first difference. Mark,
yeah.
See the first difference? Rashi in Chumash says a Chefetz, an object. That's Noah. The Gemara Masechta Beitza is discussing food, a behema yofeh. That's one of the main mufarshim. Because food, you don't need a chayfetz yofeh every single day of the week. Chayfetz clothing, furniture, a beautiful table, a beautiful chandelier. You want to have a beautiful suit, a beautiful garment to wear. I don't need to wear a beautiful garment today on Sunday. I don't need to wear. I look like a fool. You'll put on a silk robe on Sunday, Monday, people are going to laugh at you. But Shabbos is a time when you're supposed to get dressed up. You want to have a beautiful table. I don't go into the dining room during the weekday. I don't turn on the chandelier during the weekday. So a chayfetz yofeh, according to Rashi, is you should prepare objects that you only will need on Shabbos, and there will not be any consequence of you losing out and deriving benefit today. Because during the weekday, I anyway don't derive benefit from these type of objects. I don't sit in the dining room on during the weekday. I only sit in the dining room on Shabbos. So if I have a beautiful, it's on sale, a beautiful table, a dining room table, and if I go, I don't need it for today. The only thing I could need it for is for Shabbos. A beautiful chandelier, a beautiful suit. I don't need it for today. I only can use it for Shabbos. So if it's not on my conscience to think about Shabbos, I don't think about Shabbos till 5 minutes before. So 5 minutes before Shabbos, I'm not going to have the opportunity to go buy this object. So therefore, tenu leiv, pay close attention to purchase this object, to get ready for Shabbos by buying the object, buying this object now. So again, but when it comes to food, I need to eat dinner tonight. I need food today. If I'm going to put this away for Shabbos, it's going to come at the expense that I'm not going to have what to eat today. So what Rashi is not discussing food. Rashi is discussing a chifetz yofeh. This is what it says. Where did I see this? I saw this chiddush, this differentiation between the chifetz in, I saw it in the Sha'are, Rabbi Tezner. He put his latest volumes on Shabbos, Hachana l'Shabbos, and in the Miluim, in the back of the Sefer, the Mamish has this topic. I didn't bring in the Sefer with me, and he goes through Mamish, the same suit I'm going through over here from the Oitz Machmadim. They both discuss the same topic, and they both have different chidushim, different yisoides. And there he makes a differentiation between what it says in Rashi and what it says in the Gemara. They're not the same. One is food, one is the chefetz. Because the obvious question is, as Mark has mentioned, Rashi appears to paskin like Beis Shammai. And we have a rule that Shammai is not l'halacha. We do not follow Beis Shammai. There are only three exceptions when we follow Beis Shammai. And this is not one of the three exceptions. So how could it then be that Rashi and Chumash is quoting Shammai? They're telling you that you should be conscious of Shabbos immediately, and you find the chefetz noeh, chefetz yofeh, you should put it away for Shabbos immediately. But that's the shita of Shammai. Hillel says no. Hillel, the word zochor es yom haShabbos l'kadshei, according to Hillel, has nothing to do with during the week. According to Hillel, zochor es yom haShabbos l'kadshei is on Shabbos itself. On Shabbos itself, you shall recite Kiddush, make a bracha, mekadesh al hayayin. Hillel is not discussing, there appears to be, at face value, a fundamental machlokes Shammai and Hillel. When do you sanctify Shabbos? According to Hillel, you only sanctify Shabbos on Shabbos. You make Kiddush on Shabbos. You daven a Shabbos to davening. And Shabbos itself is when you sanctify Shabbos. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is not a time of Zohar Yom HaShabbos. No such thing. Shammai is the one that says, who learned Shad in the Pasuk, Zohar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, the obligation to remember Shabbos is on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Every single day of the week there's a mitzvah deraisa to remember Shabbos. We do this when we say the yom. Hayom yom rishon b'Shabbos. Hayom yom sheni b'Shabbos. When we count the days of the week, we're being mokadesh Shabbos. Who's the one that says to do that? Shammai says to do that. Not Hillel. Hillel mida acheres haysaboy. Everything was l'shem Shammayim. And enjoy yourself during the week and don't think about Shabbos till Shabbos arrives. That is the simple understanding of the machlokes with Shammai Hillel. Thus, it would come out that according to when Rashi in Chumash said, Zochor es yom haShabbos l'kadosho, you shall remember Shabbos already from Sunday, it would appear that Rashi is coming to Paskin like Shammai. But that's very bizarre, because we don't accept Shammai to be halacha. We don't paskin like Beis Shammai, generally speaking. So what over here is going on? So, also there'll be a nafka mina as to translation of the word zohar. Is zohar mean to commemorate, which means every single day of the week, or does zohar mean, it does not mean commemorate. Zohar, according to what appeared, according to Beis Hillel, means that on Shabbos itself you shall express with that's words. That's only on Shabbat. You want to say a commemoration means an only. There appears to be a fundamental machlokes Shammai and Hillel as to the translation of the word or the duty of the word zohar. Is the word zohar only apply on Shabbos, or is the word zohar apply every single day of the week? According to Shammai, the word zohar applies every single day of the week. According to Hillel, it only applies on Shabbos itself.
What about our other
zohar? Okay, each one at a time. Mark, you can't overwhelm me. One at a time. One zohar at a time. Okay, but it would come out. It's okay. So Hillel, you're saying it's in of Amunah. Okay, so this appears to be Rashi by telling us if on the Chavetz Liyofeh, set it on Sunday, it would appear that Rashi is coming to Paskin like Shitas Shammai. The word Zohar means every single day of the week you have to apply, you have to remember Shabbos. That's a Pella, because this is not included. If you want to say it's a halachic issue, this is not included in the three exceptions of where we follow Shammai over Hillel. How do we answer this question? So by Tezner, in his Sefer Sha'arei Shabbos, in the very back in the Miluim, when he brings down this discussion, I don't remember if he says this in his own name or he says someone else says this, he says a fascinating answer. And he says there's a chilik between food and objects. Food is something you need to do, to engage in every single day. Person comes in contact with a delicious with food. So I need to eat today also. And you want to have good food on Shabbos. Objects, generally, you don't need today. I don't need a dining room table today. I don't need a chandelier today. I don't need a suit today. I don't need these things today. There's no machlokes Shammai and Hillel. Everyone agrees that there is an element of Zohar es Yom HaShabbos every single day of the week. How does one fulfill a Zohar every single day of the week, according to everyone, even according to Hillel, is to losim leiv, to pay attention. It should be in your conscience. If you go down the street and you see for sale dining room set, and this dining room set is much nicer than what you have, then, oh, Shabbos should be first and center. You know what? I can now buy this dining room set in order to enhance my Shabbos. If you go down the next day and you see a chandelier for sale, oh, I have a light bulb hanging. This would enhance my Shabbos. Do I need these things for the weekday? No! I only need them for Shabbos. But if you're not going to pay attention, if you're not going to say Zohar es Yom HaShabbos, if you're going to have an attitude that when it comes Shabbos, that's 5 minutes before Shabbos is when I'll first begin to plan for Shabbos, then you'll never enter your mind to buy the dining room set and the chandelier or the suit during Monday, Tuesday. So what Rashi says in Chumash is universal. It's not a machlekes Shammai and Hillel, because they're not dealing with food. We're dealing with objects that you only need for the Shabbos and you don't need for the weekday. But if you're not going to be mekayim zochor es yom haShabbos lekadoshay Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, it will never occur to you to purchase these objects to enhance your Shabbos. Everyone agrees to this principle. Where does Shammai and Hillel disagree? They disagree by food. Because a person needs to eat food on every day of the week. And now you come in contact with delicious food. You can either eat it now and enjoy yourself and make a bracha and thank Hashem for the delicious food and use that food in order to give yourself chius. Today, if I'll have a delicious meal, I'll be in a good mood. If I'm going to eat peanuts and lollipops, I'm not going to be in a good mood. You're going to have a delicious meal that's going to change your outlook on life on a Sunday. But I'm not going to be appearing for Shabbos. Along comes Shammai, and Shammai says no. Shammai's Shabbos is more important. Be miserable today. Be miserable. Starve yourself today and put that food away for Shabbos. Be miserable. Hillel says no. Kol masav hayu l'shem shamayim. Today I need to be in a good mood. Today there's an opportunity. Who knows, a person will make it to Shabbos. Who knows what the future has? Today I have an opportunity to have pleasure from this world and to channel the benefit, the bracha that Hashem has given this world for avodas Hashem. Take advantage. Oh, but what's going to be Shabbos? Don't worry. Don't worry. Hashem will provide for Shabbos. It's a completely different discussion. What it says, Rashi and Chumash, has nothing to do what it says in the Gemara Masech, the Beit Sadaf to Zayin Amid Aleph. And therefore, Mark is going to be now challenged as to why the art school Chumash that was published by his uncle, the Tzaddik, Rabbi Meir Zlotowitz, has put a footnote that probably did not appear in Rashi's original writing. I'm willing to bet that in Rashi's Ksav Yad, they did not have the Mara Makom of Beit Sadaf to Zayin Amid Aleph. Who put that there? Who put that foot? Who put that Mare Mokom? That Mare Mokom, it's a good try, but it's not accurate. We're discussing apples and oranges. And by trying to connect what Rashi says to that Gemara, you're saying that the Rashi is going like Beis Shammai, not like Beis Hillel. We don't do that. That's not the way. So it's interesting how that Mare Mokom in the article Chumash connecting what it says Rashi in the Aseres HaDibros to Masech the Beitza is there. It's not accurate according to Rabbi Tesner's answer, and it's not accurate. What? What? It's not accurate. So why is it there? First of all, article, by the way, I have no doubt in my mind, they're not the one who put it there. They took it from someone, you know, some other very reliable, someone did it. Whoever did it. And whoever is doing it is trying to make a statement which doesn't necessarily mean that they mean that it should be accurate. It means you'll find the concept. You'll find this principle, the concept, but obviously you have to be careful. According to Rabbi Tesner, says a very powerful, beautiful answer to answer this question. It's really, really on the ball. This is worth its weight in gold, this answer. Mechalek between a chefetz and food, because a chefetz you don't need during the week. It doesn't make a difference for you during the week. Then everyone agrees there's an inyan of Zochores Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosh Olah, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. But when putting away for Shabbos is going to affect your performance for today, I'm not going to be healthy with the same degree, whether physical health or mental health, because I'm putting away for Shabbos. Oh! This is a machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. And Taka, we don't paskin like Beis Shammai. He passed like Beis Hillel. Today is also a day. Today is also an opportunity. Don't give up on the opportunity you have today to go and enjoy yourself and to channel that good feeling to Hashem. Avodas Hashem. Okay? That is one answer to this question. Let me give you another answer to this question. Another answer to this question is, let's Taka say there's no difference. Okay, let's say that the footnote in the Rashi, the Mare Mokom, is accurate. And then it appears that we are coming to follow Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says, put away. Put away. Even food. Even though Rashi said a chefetz, food is also a chefetz. Food's also a chefetz. Yeah. Okay, so that's what coming out to the second answer. Okay. Let's try to bring out what it says. That what you just said is a little bit long. Where are you reading from? Where did you read that from? The Arshul Gemara?
The
Gemara.
And then I also went to the Hillel, or Hashem Idea.
Okay, so let's bring out another answer to this question. Okay, I don't know exactly what it's saying there in the footnote in the Gemara, but another answer is that, first of all, let's make an assumption that when it says Rashi in Chumash, Eino Chinami, Rashi in Chumash is coming to Paskin like Beis Shammai. And although the Gemara only talks about food, Lav Dafka, any Lav Dafka, for everything, this applies to, even though Rashi says a Chifetz, it means even food. And the disagreement between Shammai Beis Hillel, Shammai and Hillel is food. There's no difference. And indeed, Rashi is coming to Paskin like Beis Shammai. And if a person has food, and you have to plan for Shabbos, put it away. Oh, but I'm not going to have such delicious food today. So you won't have such delicious food today. The Torah told you, Zochor es yom HaShabbos l'kadosho. The Torah wants you to give up of your Sunday for preparation for Shabbos. The whole world is like that. The whole world, the whole life is like that. You make sacrifices, investments in your future. Okay, big deal. Ain't achinami. It's a different way. Oh, but how could it possibly be we're going like Beis Shammai? We're not going like Beis Hillel. So the answer is, when we have a rule, l'machloik is Shammai and Hillel, we go like Hillel, that is only in halacha, not in hashkofa. In matters of choyves halavavos, in hashkofa in yonim. Hashkofa in yonim that is not subject to the world of it's always very important in general to differentiate between the world of halacha and the world of agoda. I always like to tell you that the Chazal, they composed the Mishnayis, and they composed Medrash Rabbah. They composed the Talmud Bavli. Okay, the Talmud Bavli is really later, but there is the Medrash Halacha and there's the Medrash Agoda. Why didn't they compose one work, which, again, the Medrash Halacha is the Mechilta on Shemos. There's no Medrash Halacha on Bereshis, because there's no Halacha in Bereshis, except for Bris Milah and Gid Hanoshe, and what else? Bris Milah, Gid Hanoshe, and Shabbos? I don't remember, whatever it is. There's no Halacha, so there is no Medrash Halacha. Medrash Halacha starts with Parshas B'Shalach, Parshas Bo. Parshas Bo, they call the Mechilta. And then there is the Sifra, which is the Medrash Halacha on Vayikra, otherwise known as Toras Kehanim. And then there's the Sifrei, Blashon Rabim, two books, Medrash Halacha on Bamidbar and Devarim. And then there's something called Medrash Agoda, Medrash Rabbah, which is five. There's Medrash on all five Chumashim. Why did Chazal put the two together? Make one big mishmash, like the Talmud Bavli. Talmud Bavli has Agoda, Halacha, Kabbalah. That's all different types of things. Why didn't they mix it? Teretz is, Chazal were making a very powerful statement. Halacha and Agoda are two passing ships in the evening. Halacha doesn't know from Agoda, and Agoda doesn't know from Halacha. Ha'ilchud v'ha'ilchud. Don't mix the two together. Even though you should know, the Darshanim, in more recent times, have done just that. Who is famous doing this? Rav Soloveitchik. Rav Yosheber Soloveitchik. Not only him, all the Soloveitchiks. The Soloveitchiks have a unique soul. I always tell you that they have a unique soul, is they're able to read a Rambam, Halacha, and they can extract from the Halacha Agoda. Okay, but that's a more novel approach, which is unprecedented. And this is not just the Rav, Rav Yashaber, this is even the whole Mishpach of Brisk, they engage in this activity. But Chazal didn't do this. Chazal, they made a very stark separation, Halacha and Agoda. And here is a case in point, where Machloikis, Shammai and Hillel, Shammai was in a different madrega. We don't accept Shammai. Shammai ain odem yorei l'soif daitai. Shammai is a hechad madrega. Some say that Mashiach will come, will follow Shammai. Okay, Chanukah, how many candles do you light? First night of Chanukah, one or eight? One. Shammai says eight. Poiches v'hoilech. The goyim are going to be obliterated. They're going to be wiped out. We don't go like Beis Shammai. We're not ready for Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai is a hecher madrega. That's only in the world of halacha. In the world of agoda, that's a different ballgame. And indeed, in the world of hashkafa, we go like Beis Shammai. And Rashi makes that point. Zochor es yoim hashabos lekadeshoi. A person has to make investments for Shabbos. A person has to sacrifice himself today for a rainy day, for Shabbos. Hillel, mida acheres. Hillel was on such a lofty madrega in Hashkafa. He had such a muna Today I have an opportunity to serve Hashem. Today we're going to have a su'udah like you never saw before. There's a sale. There's a sale on meat. Let's enjoy. What's going to be tomorrow, Shabbos? Emunah. Not everyone is on that exalted level of Emunah to say that Shabbos Hashem will provide for him. Today, if you have that the Hilcha was on that exalted level, it's a matter of Hashkafa. And the Mela, and basically this is not what it says in the footnote. What I'm telling you, Mark, is not really what it says in the footnote. What it says in the footnote in the Arshim Gemara, I saw what it says. In other words, it's very hard for me to really understand what it says, to grasp, but this is another answer, which I think Rabbi Tezner also says. And basically, this is a matter of Hashkafa. Hashkafa is not subject to the rules of Shammai and Hillel. And indeed, Hillel is on a Hechera Madrega. And not everyone is roy to be in the shoes of Hillel on this level, to live a lifestyle of don't worry, like old question, should a person buy life insurance? Term life insurance? No, don't worry, I'm gonna live until 100 years old. Why should I worry that my family will be schnorrs in case I die? I don't have to worry. Emuna, I'll tiftach fel the satan to buy life insurance, right? L'chayra, Hillel didn't buy life insurance. L'chayra. Shammai bought life insurance.
Hillel shop for Shabbos, so he waited until Friday.
Right, he waited. I'm not worried what's going to be.
So he didn't go shopping. He just, someone's going to bring him food.
Or maybe if no one brought him food, so he went 5 minutes before Shabbos to go shopping. Oh, you see, there's a store. Okay, he found the store. Hillel did not. Did they get life insurance? Shammai bought life insurance. Shammai says you don't know what's going to be, you buy life insurance. You buy life insurance. Hillel did not buy life insurance. Today, Rabbi Sai, is there a Rashiva that would tell a person not to buy life insurance? I highly, highly, highly doubt it. I highly doubt it. There's no one today that would tell someone not to buy life insurance. In other words, Hillel, Shammai. We go like Shammai. Oh, but we don't. This is a matter of Hashkafa, how you live your life. This is not a matter of Shulchan Aruch, of making brachas. It's a matter of Hashkafic Inyan. When it comes to Shabbos, we're not zoichet on the lofty level of Hillel, not to worry and miracles are going to happen for us on the very last day. We're not on that madrega. You got to be practical. And that's why this is not a question. So why Rashi is coming to Paschim like Shammai. Now, there is another approach. There is another answer. Okay, and it doesn't really answer Rashi, and that is, it's a matter of nature. Okay, this is a very interesting idea. Who says this idea? I don't remember who says it. Maybe Rabbi Tezner, maybe over here when I'm Otzav Ahmadin. It's a very interesting idea. The Gemara's words are, Hillel Mida Acheres Hoisaboy. What does that mean, Mida Acheres? If I'm not mistaken, it means like this. I'm not sure what I'm saying is correct, and what it's certainly not sure what it really says in any Sefer. This is nothing to do with religion. This is not a matter of Hashkafa. It's not a matter of Halacha. It's a matter of your disposition. I don't know if that's the right word in what I'm trying to bring out. It's a matter of your nature. Look, during COVID, it was amazing how... What? So you're trying to tell me that what I'm saying is that because it's because everything in life has to fit into halacha, into hashkafa. Let me give you an example. Look, there are no two people that look alike. You agree with me on that? Mark, do we look alike?
No.
No two people in the world look alike. And Chazal say, use that as a lesson to realize that there are no two people in the world that think alike. Now, that's not a matter of halacha. That's not a matter of hashkafa. It's a reality. No two people look alike. There's no halacha, how you look. This is what it is. It is what it is. It's not a matter of halacha, you have a choice. This is the way it is. People look different, that's how it is. so too, your brain is wired differently. It's just a matter of personality. During COVID, right? Lockdowns, people were dying all over the place. Okay? People were deathly ill. I don't have to go tell everyone. Everyone knows better than me. What was going on. And yet, the people that were not sick, who were fortunate to be in a matzif, where they were not yet sick, how did they behave? They were the same way no two people look alike. There were no two people in the whole world that whose attitude towards the sakana was the same. There were people that couldn't care less. They picked themselves up, they walked into the street, they didn't wear any protection, and they travel like it's a beautiful sunny day, who could care less? And then there are people that went to the extreme opposite. They went into a basement, put on an oxygen mask, and hid themselves for months. And then there are people in between. Every person, the same way no two people look alike, no two people think alike, every single person in this sakana behaved differently, had a different attitude. There are certain things that you know they tie your hands down, you don't have a choice. They'll arrest you. But your attitude, everyone's different. Everyone had a different appreciation based on their experience, what happened to them, their family, their neighbors, their parents, their grandparents, their children, and the matziv, and how they perceived it to be, and their knowledge of science, their medical background, and appreciating these things and life experience. Everyone's different. So too, is that a halachic principle? No. Is that a hashkafic principle? No. There might be a halacha, a rabbi might tell you that based upon the situation, these are the halachic rules. Maskim. If these are what halacha demands, based upon the situation, we have a halacha, this is what you got to do. Good, so this is what you got to do, this is the halacha. If you don't follow the halacha, you're an avarian, you're an evil person, you're a tzeach, you're a roidef, you're a this, you're a that. Ganze meisa. People are talking about that when Mashiach will come. You know how many people are going to have to go to Ori Miklat? Because they inadvertently killed other people. Okay? I mean, maybe they're... I'm not going to argue with that point. I don't know. Maybe they're right. Maybe they're wrong. None of my business. There's halacha, halacha. But there's an attitude, a nature of a person, which is outside, I'm suggesting, of halacha and hashkafa. It says here, Hillel, the Gemara's word, Mida acheres hoysolo. I'm trying to tell you, this is not a matter of hashkafa or halacha. It was a different personality. And that personality allowed him to say, let me read the Gemara. Let me read the whole Gemara. Amru Olav, what I'm saying over here is very controversial. But you didn't come here for the ordinary. You know, we're trying to something very controversial, I'm trying to tell you.
Person's personality is dictated by his hashkafa.
Oh, that's exactly what I'm trying to disagree with.
I understand that.
That's exactly the controversy here.
I see that.
Look what I'm saying over here. Omru olav al shamai hazokin. Kol yomov hoye oichel lichvoid Shabbos. Motza behema. Noem. Oimer. Zul Shabbos. Motza acheres nohemena. A better animal. Maniach es hashnia v'oichel es harishayna. Period. Hillel Shammai was driven. That's how he conducted himself. Aval Hillel hazokein mida acheres hoysoloi. What does it mean? What does these words mean? Mida acheres hoysoloi. Shekol ma'asav l'shem shamayim. And the Gemara doesn't even tell you what he did. The Gemara doesn't even tell you how he conducted himself. Rashi has to fill in the details that he ate. Oh, there's a delicious animal available. Let's eat it right now. Now. Shabbos, don't worry about it. Rashi has to fill in the details. I'm trying to suggest to you is that the Torah gives a person a lot of free will and allows a person to take his natural disposition, his natural tendencies in life, and go with it and live his life. as long as it's within, you know, the purview of the Torah. So Hillel, he was a type of guy where, oh, there's COVID outside. Eh, I'm not worried. Everyone's dying around me. I don't care. It doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me. What is a mask? I never heard of it. I never heard of these things. What's this? And he walks in the street and he does whatever he wants. He couldn't care less. He couldn't care less. Aren't you afraid you're going to die? No. Why not? There were a lot of guys. Why? I don't know. I'm just not wired like that. It's not halacha. It's a matter of the way Hashem made you. There are different types of people. No one looks alike. No one thinks alike. There are certain people. Is it because he's ignorant? He doesn't know. He doesn't know infectious disease. He doesn't never took a course in infectious disease to understand the sakana and this, that.
Obviously.
You know, not necessarily. Because listen, what you look around. A person is he perceives there are people that are getting very sick. You can say to yourself, if my chemistry, my biology, if I have the chromosomes like this guy, I would have been dead by now. I didn't die by now. And I see most people are not dead by now. Does it bother me? Well, some people, they go out of their mind. Some people, they're worried. They're worried. They follow the rules. They're concerned. Other people, you wonder. It doesn't bother them. Are they foolish people? So some of you, of course they are. But then you talk to them and you study them and you listen to them and you read their mindset. They're not stupid people. They're very, very smart people. So how come they don't come to the same conclusion? Nida acheres hoysa loy. We fail, I really think we fail to appreciate that. No, like over again. There are no two people who look alike. That we can appreciate. Chazal said, use that as an example to understand that no two people think alike. They're brilliant people. Brilliant people. They have advanced degrees, but they have a different approach. A different approach. Now, when it comes to Shabbos, here we go. It's Shabbos is coming around. Shammai was a type of person that liked to worry. This is the way Hashem made him. If there was COVID, where would Shammai be? He would be in the basement, locked up, hermetically sealed with an oxygen tank, and this is the way he is. I'm worried what's going to be in the future. So the Torah says, excellent, excellent. This is the type of way Hashem made you. Take that midah of daiga, utilize it for Shabbos. Use that midah, the way Hashem, it's not halacha, it's not hashkafa, it's no religion. This is the way Hashem made me. A baby is born. The day the baby is born, you right away go to the bank and you start a college fund. Okay, there are people that do that. The moment the baby is born, they right away start putting away money and daigis and they mamish plan ahead, every little last thing. And then there are people, other people don't even think about. They live day to day. It's not halach hashkof. It's not a lack of education. It's not a lack of being brought up a certain way. There are things that, of course, that are like that. I'm not coming to deny that. If you're not brought up in a, if you grow up like a weed, then obviously you're going to be a weed. but if you're brought up, but there are people that are brought up in very fine families with the best education, Ashkafis, it's a matter of personality. It's a matter of your natural disposition in life. And the Torah says, whatever your natural disposition in life is with regarding daigos, of planning for the future, utilize it for Shabbos. See, I'm trying to tell you, Pshat the Gemara is the complete 180 degrees, like everyone else will tell you. Everyone else will tell you that a person is a robot. You're a blank. You come into this world, you're just a blank piece of paper. And we're going to now mold your hashkafa. We're going to mold you. We're going to mold you into the way we want you to live. So therefore, you're a blank piece of paper. And now Shammai is telling you, you better worry. You better have daigis. Shabbos is coming. Let me train you how to live your life. Worry, worry, worry. Worry about Shabbos. Sunday, what did you do for Shabbos? Who says you can have another opportunity? Hill takes the same blank piece of paper and says to this fellow, don't worry. No daigus. Don't worry. Have faith in God. Have faith. Have faith. Don't worry. Enjoy today. That's the way most people will tell you the Gemara. The Gemara, you're learning the Gemara. Where do you stand? I'm parav. I came into the, I'm balanced. I'm a clean slate. No one has influenced my mind. My mind can go, you teach me what to do. You tell me how to behave, and that's how I'm going to behave. Now, there are many things in life. That's how it is, and that's how it should be. But there are areas in halacha, in life, that I'm suggesting it's not like that. And the Torah is telling you, listen, we're not here to tell you what to do. Hashem made you a certain way. Okay, you want to go break yourself down into the DNA and the chemicals in your brain and how all this works. I don't think science is so advanced they can figure all this out. But people come into this world, they are already a finished product. The time the baby is already 1 year old, you already know his whole personality and nothing ever changes. The way you are when you're a baby is the way you're going to be your whole life, your personality. This is who you are. There are people that love to worry. They love it. There are people who really want to be depressed. It's a hanah for them, really. It's a hanah for them. And not on, no, there are people on an extreme, but there are people on a smaller level. It gives them a certain comfort.
It's gonna rain.
Yeah. It gives them a certain comfort. That's how Hashem made people. And there are people that it doesn't enter their mind. Like, leave me alone. You cannot. It doesn't penetrate, and it has nothing to do with being smart, being foolish, having an education, being raised in a good family. Nothing. It has to do with a certain personality. People, they like to worry, and there are people who don't like to worry. So the Torah now says, we're not telling you what to do. All we're telling you is, if you fit in this personality type, utilize it for Shabbos, for Kedusha. If you're the type of person who loves to worry, guess what? We have a plan for you.
But that's true of every single meter. You can use it for good.
Yeah, but I don't think anyone's saying this with regard to Shabbos. Like I told you, the average person will read this Gemara and read the Rashi. They're going to tell you, a person comes into this world, he's parav. Shammai is saying, you better worry. You better start planning for Shabbos. Sunday, what did you do for Shabbos? Hill says to the same guy, what are you talking about? Shabbos, who cares about Shabbos? Today is Sunday. Go to the Super Bowl. Enjoy yourself. Shabbos, you'll worry about Friday. I'm telling you, no such thing. I'm telling you, no one's telling you what to do. Just the opposite. You tell us, what kind of person are you? Are you a person who likes to worry, or are you a person who doesn't like to worry? If you are a person who likes to worry, guess what? You can use that personality for Shabbos. Worry about Shabbos. Sunday, worry. What's going to be Shabbos? What's going to be? So go and you find something on sale, buy it and put it away for Shabbos. Monday, you have something better? Oh, put it away. Use the midah of worrying in order to be mechabed Shabbos. If you're a person who doesn't like to worry, and your personality is, oh, we got to prepare for Shabbos, oh, then you know what? Adarabah, live your life. That's perfectly acceptable. Midah acheres hoisabo v'chol ma'aseho l'shem shamayim. I don't like to worry. Therefore, today I'm going to enjoy myself. I'm going to make a bracha and I'm going to have hanah. Monday, I'm going to enjoy myself. Shabbos? Let me get to Shabbos. We'll worry about Shabbos. The Torah is not telling you to change your personality. The Torah is, the Shammai and Hillel are saying, it's midah acheres is not halacha. It's not hashkafa. It's the way Hashem made you, how he wired you. And if he wired you like this, you go to Shammai school. He wired you like this because it is acceptable. This is all within the framework of halacha. Not everything is like this. If a person is a bal taiva to steal, you can't steal. You got to go get professional help to break the bad midah. A person is an addict.
You just redirect your need.
Fine, you can read it, but you need help. You need, if a person is born with a trait that is, the Torah says is forbidden, but that's how Hashem wired me. What do you want from me? Sorry, you got a problem, not the Torah. Influence it. Work, influence it. But when it comes to Shabbos, don't influence it. Don't change one bit. That's the difference. A person is born, he's a bal taiva fenoshim. Unusual hormones. He sees a woman, he goes out of his mind. So you're gonna say, what do you do? You got a problem. You have to change that. You have to go get professional help to change that midah. To change that midah. That midah that you're born with is an injury, is damage to your neshama. You have to go to a rabbi, go to a professional. You may have to take medicine. Who knows what you got to go do? You got a problem. You got a big problem. But when it comes to Shabbos, if a person has a tendency to have daigus, no. Don't change the midah. Don't change the midah. Good. It's a good midah. Instead of changing your midah, keep the midah the way it is and let the halacha adapt to your midah. Worry about Shabbos. Hillel says, but don't try to become a Hillel. Be a Shammai for Shabbos. If your nature is, I'm never worried, good. We're not telling you, become a Shammai, worry about Shabbos. No. You let the halacha follow your nature. There are things in the world where you have to influence your midas. You have to train your midas. You have to adjust your midas. But I want to say over here that when it comes to your preparation, Zochores Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshei, the Torah is telling you, do not change your midas. Let the midas be the way they are, and instead, live the Shabbos based upon your midas.
Maybe you have to check to see, was your midas, yes, you have your midas, but was your midas directed a certain way because you don't have the problem?
Okay, there's always going to be some fine-tuning. I'm not denying there's going to be a balance and some fine-tuning. But I want to say when it says Mida Acheres Haisabo, most people will translate the words Mida Acheres Haisabo means that he trained himself to have a different hashkafa in life. You go ask the Bali Musa. Mida Acheres Haisabo, what does that mean? Ask the Bali Musa. Oh, you know what it means? Mida Acheres Haisalo, he worked his whole life to train his neshama to have emunah ba'akadosh baruch hu. It was a religious experience. He sat in a musar shtibel, saying over a million times, ich bin a garnished. He's saying, reading in Mesil Shisharim, Mida Acheres was the product of hard work, of fasting and davening. I'm trying to tell you nothing doing. Mida Acheres Haisalo means he had Hashem built into his DNA a different personality type. And Mimela, wonderful, you don't have to do a thing. You just have to live Shabbos in that fashion.
If you have that need of not worrying, yes, don't change that need of not worrying. But use that need of not worrying with the hashkafah, with Amudas Hashem.
Right, okay, fine, but you're not breaking the midah. Use it, but don't break it. Sometimes the midah has to be broken and developed, nurtured, and probably 99% it does. But here, when the Gemara actually says these words, midah acheres haisaloi, it's not being used in that sense. It's being used as telling you this is a personality trait. This is not a religious concept. And in Mela, this, when it comes to your hashkafa of going through the week in your preparation for Shabbos, wonderful. You don't got to do anything. In fact, maximize it.
If I have that,
we're not arguing here.
If I have that midah that I'm not going to worry about Shabbos, I have to make sure that it's for the proper reason.
Correct. That's obvious.
Not because I'm lazy.
That's obvious. Right.
Because okay. I have the true
That's obvious. I think that's self-understood.
Right.
Obvious.
But that's working on you.
Don't abuse it. Don't abuse it. But that. So this, basically, what we've done over here today is, we've gone to the Rashi, Zohor Eshem HaShabbos Lekatshu. Rashi says, Chayfetz put away for Shabbos. We've taken note that there's a Shama, like a Shama in Hillel, and we've, it appears that Rashi is learning like the Shita of Shama. We've given three Mahalchim. Number one, there's a chilik between food and chafotzim. Answer number two, this is not a matter of halacha, it's a matter of hashkafa. And number three, this is not even a matter of hashkafa, this is a matter of personality. A personality, and a person should go with that personality. And Rashi, when he says his words, Rashi seems to be saying, I don't know, you have to see, Rashi seems to be saying that most people have a personality, they do worry. I don't know. It doesn't really answer. The third thing that we've explained doesn't really, and I told you that, it doesn't really explain Rashi, but it explains, it just gives you a mahalich in the machlekes of Shammai and Hillel. It's a different approach to the Gemara because we're so brainwashed that every little thing is halacha and hashkafa, and you always have to battle. And here I'm trying to tell you that's not what it means here. Here it means is there are certain areas where this is your personality, go with it. Go with it, because here you have the two extreme Shammai and Hillel, they're there to take you in, and whichever one works for you, works for you. Have a wonderful day. There's no minion, no minion.